This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Federal regulators are taking new action to deal with computers that call you with recorded messages or send texts robotically. The FCC gets hundreds of thousands of angry complaints about these in a given year. Now a new ruling promises to close loopholes and bolster protections. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
We all get this stuff. In my case, it's recurring text messages from a company that is absolutely convinced I'm in the market for sunglasses and way too in love with emoji. The messages are incredibly annoying, sometimes worse.
A lot of them are fraudulent scams. Many of them are directed at vulnerable populations, such as the elderly.
Dallara Derekshani is a lawyer at Consumers Union, which has been pushing the FCC for these changes. She's thrilled the FCC is now explicitly telling phone companies they can provide blocking technology. They've generally avoided doing so, claiming it wasn't legal. Consumer advocates never bought this excuse. Now they want action from wireless providers.
We really hope that the company stops stalling. We hope that they will take the FCC's words to heart and consumers' wishes to heart.
Some companies worry, saying the ruling opens them up to unfair lawsuits and that robocalls can be a legit way to reach people. The FCC is allowing exemptions for urgent messages, such as a prescription drug refill reminder or fraud notification. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.